Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, ESPN app. We're on ESPN 2 until 8 a.m. and on ESPN News all the way through until 10 a.m. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. And we've been obviously covering Damar Hamlin all week. And there was great news yesterday.
Great news.
The hospital in Cincinnati. He was conscious and had was intubated, had a tube in his, you know, he still has to breathe the tube. Still critically ill, according to doctors. But regained consciousness and wrote down, first thing he asked the doctors, did we win? Did we win the game? The doctors told him he won the game of life, right? Like, he wasn't aware of what had happened the last several days. He was unconscious, obviously. But it's very encouraging news. As the doctor said yesterday during their press conference via Zoom that was televised, it's not just that the lights are on, but somebody's home, right? Because that's really what we want to know. Not merely that he will live, but most important, more than anything else, whether he plays football again. Sir, I mean, the fact that even the press was asking questions, will he play football again, we're out ahead of ourselves. But even the fact that we could entertain that thought, or anyone could, based on the news we're getting, is a good sign. But more than anything, more, you know, physical, is will he have his mental faculties, right? How much cognitive function? And when the doctor says it's not just that the lights are on, but somebody's home, that's a very encouraging sign. At any rate, we'll continue to, you know, cover Damar Hamlin across the network and across the sports world, really. Everyone is. But we're talking right now about the NFC, and we're discussing the livest wild card team. So here are the wild card teams in the NFC. Giants, they're definitely a wild card. Potentially the Cowboys, depending on what happens. It's likely that they'll be a wild card. Mm-hmm. Packers, if they win against Detroit. Detroit, if they win against the Packers. And a few other things happen. Or the Seahawks. You'd be a part of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation's presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper the one fans deserve. So who's the most dangerous wildcard team in the NFC? Derek in Georgia.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning? Love your show. Watch it every day. First of all, thank God the young man Dom is doing better. Been praying for him like everybody else across the country. I was watching everything, all information on why I go to get ready for dialysis. But, yeah, I'm calling in because Green Bay and Detroit, I'm a diehard Lions fan. I know Keyshawn said that we'll watch the clock as the game moves to 8 o'clock and Seattle might win and they may knock us out. That's all right. As long as we can knock Green Bay out, we happy. Mm-hmm. Let Green Bay know we might not be in this year, but we coming back for them.
Hey, Derek, real quick before we get into, you know, football talk, you know, my mom is on dialysis. My grandmother was on dialysis for 11 years. They had PKD. I know that's a fight. Prayers to you, and keep your courage up, man, everything you do. I know it's a, you know, 3 days a week, it's a grind. So you'll be in our prayers as well, brother.
Appreciate you. Thank you, man. You
got it.
Richard, by the way, you notice fans of AFC North teams are like, whatever happens, I don't care. I just want to beat the Packers, man. The Packers have had their foot on everyone's neck in that division for so long, you know?
It's personal,
yeah, just
man.
Like New England. New England ran the AFC East for 20 years.
Yep, when they had Tom Brady, Key, they sure did.
Key, doesn't feel like, and I know you say your experiences would lead you up to, you know, watching things on the scoreboard, but it feels like Detroit has been, like, their whole season has culminated towards this moment, though. Like, the way training camp has gone, watching that on Hard Knocks, the way they played, fighting for it. like has like this is their moment to prove that they belong.
No, the coaches are going to prepare as if they belong. All right, the equipment staff is going to prepare as if they belong. Everything is going to be like, oh, we belong. But if they're scoreboard watching, which I believe they will be, and I think it's Seattle and somebody else, San Francisco or whatever, they've got a – here it is up on the board. So the Lions need the Seattle Seahawks to lose, and they need to beat the Packers to get in. They're going to be scoreboard watching. Seattle has Seattle has the Rams. The Rams. So go figure.
Green Bay's four and a half point favorite, man.
I want to get back to the calls, but I want you to hear something that Marcus Spears, ESPN NFL analyst extraordinaire, said on SportsCenter about the Packers' turnaround.
When you look at this team, defensively, if the Green Bay Packers can continue on this trend and this trajectory, and people get nervous about turnovers. They don't think that turnovers come in droves. I played in this league long enough. When you start getting them, it feels like it just starts happening.
It opens up.
It opens up everything. So they're not only creating extra possessions for this offense that needed to get a kickstart. Now the rapport between Christian Watson and Romeo Doubs, and we see what Aaron is starting to do with these young fellas. The running game is still prevalent. That is how Green Bay is going to manufacture yards offensively, but defensively is why this turnaround is happening.
So, look, defensively is why the turnaround is happening, according to Marcus Spears. Ben in Denver, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will and Max.
Hey, guys, love the show. Hey, I don't understand, like, this whole Rodgers talk about, man, is he scary or not? I mean, yeah, but the guy hasn't won in the playoffs. It's been years and years we talk about Rodgers like he has all these championships. He's got one, and that was years ago. No comparison to Brady. Rodgers is not scary to anybody.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that he wasn't scared anybody. I would certainly say that this is a different team from 2 months ago. This is a totally different team. Defense is playing better. They found a guy in Keyshawn Nixon. You like that, huh, Jay? Keyshawn Nixon?
I see what you did there.
To return kicks and put them in great field position on the offensive side of the ball. They're starting in better field position than they've ever started in. So you start to look at it, and you say to yourself, they've lost at home in the playoffs. Now they got to go on the road. There is no home field advantage. They got to go, and they got to focus in and play. So it may be better for them to go on the road if they make the playoffs.
I just think whenever somebody says, oh, nobody's afraid of them, it's like, stop with that. Like, stop. Like, Charles Barkley never won a championship. People were afraid of Charles Barkley. Okay? Like,
great players are great players. Yeah. Wayne in Philly. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
I was about to say, like, throw it the window.
First of all, good morning, guys. How y'all doing this morning? And I never thought I'd agree with Key in my life.
Why?
Because, see, I don't agree with you. I don't like the Dolphins fan that you had on Tua. That's why. I'm being completely honest. I'm an Eagles fan, I'm saying this, but I didn't like that Dolphins fan all season. But if I did have to say, the Packers are the most dangerous wild card team because, one, they do got to stop our defense. When healthy, the Packers haven't stopped our defense. Now, it did take a long, long season for them to get it all together. But you see within the last, 5 weeks, they come together, forced some turnovers. Last week, defense put up, like, I'm not mistaken, 14 points on the board, first two possessions before Aaron Rodgers is out on two. That defense is coming together. And on top of that, like Keyshawn did say, we don't expect nothing from the Packers right now. So that can make them even more dangerous. And then on top of that, Aaron Rodgers can pop off at any moment. The back-to-back two-time MVP, that didn't just go anywhere. He didn't just fall off the mat. At any point in time, he could just catch that lightning in the bottle. Boom, they're back.
Wayne, where are you in the bathroom? Wayne, you in the bathroom? Where are you at?
It sound like he agree with me a lot, though.
Yeah, Wayne, where are you? Where are you calling from?
You in the toilet? Why
in the morning, he doesn't want to wake up the kids or something? what are you doing?
Wayne, where are you at?
Where are you calling from?
I'm at work right now, and yes, I am in the bathroom.
Yeah, see, I know that echo. Key, I know that echo.
What you hiding from, man? You just
number two.
Call in, huh?
I got three kids. I've been having conference calls
in the bathroom
all day long.
In the bathroom.
My wife's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm just reading articles. Leave me alone, damn it.
Anyone with kids knows this one.
My man had to get the call in, though. He
got to get it in.
Got to get
number
it
two.
In.
I know that echo.
You know what's crazy about working at ESPN, which is really true? It's like those This Is Sports Center commercials. Any other job, if they found you on your computer doing fantasy sports or talking to your boy about sports, like, all right, get back to work, right? At ESPN, you'd be doing that. The boss will come by, slap you on the back.
Good
attaboy.
Job.
Like,
guy.
This is, when I first started working at ESPN, I'm like, this is amazing. All right. I want to squeeze one call in.
Squeeze.
Because this person agrees with me. Richard in Jacksonville.
Bathroom talk.
Max, I appreciate that, but I don't agree with you about the rest thing.
Yeah, this Richard guy. Good.
Hey, man, what? I'm a big Max fan. I was with you on the cable show back in New York with the boxing.
Oh, cable show, 40 years ago.
Let me just tell you something. I did Keys, so you know I did a public access show. Hold on. I did a public
access
show.
Yeah, it was the best.
In New York when I was a teenager called Max on Boxing. He's referencing someone from a million years ago.
It was legit.
Yeah, yeah.
Look, let me just say this, Max. Here's the thing. The New York Giants have played more one-score games than any team in the NFL. Every game has essentially been a playoff game. They can rest players and be ready for this game. They don't need rhythm. The other thing is they have the most paper-thin depth of any team in the NFL. If they can start their best seven or eight defensive players in this game, they will win against Minnesota, and they have a shot against almost anybody other than the Niners. But if they can't get those top seven guys on the field, forget it. So
I agree. By the way, I agree with that analysis. The Giants must, like, if they're guys who really need to rest right now, you gotta rest them. I will say, once the Giants' pass rush got healthy, it was and the offensive line got more experience as the season wore on, the young guys, the team got good. It wasn't just like, oh, they're barely winning and they're kind of a little lucky. They got good. They got two defensive tackles who are really, really good. They get pressure on the quarterback and outside rushers, two of them, who are really, really good. So that's four guys coming at you they're healthy.
Who else is really, really good?
On the defense, right? That the secondary is they play hard. Yeah. The secondary plays hard.
You said really, really good like eight
five times.
Yeah, because you know what it is? When you don't have the offensive talent, people think you don't have
what
talent.
Max,
you're in the trenches.
Do us a favor.
What is it?
Let's move it along.
You don't want to talk about the Giants anymore? How confident should you be? You want me to tell you about Max on Boxing? Let me tell you, Key, it was a public access show in the 80s on Manhattan Neighborhood Network. How confident should you be in the Packers this weekend? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Is this a failure of a season if Aaron Rodgers doesn't win it? Has he failed, Key?
Yeah, I think it would be a complete failure of the season, because even with Devontae Adams out, you know, gone to the Raiders, we didn't think that they would miss the playoffs.
That's what I'm looking for.
Hey.
This takes me all the way back. Was this like 86 or something?
Back to when you were on cable TV?
This is even before that, Jay.
Oh, wow.
That's right.
Cable TV.
He said back when you were on cable TV.
Max on Boxing on public access in New York in 89 I started.
Damn.
Yeah, man.
I was eight.
Yeah. With a little Kango talking boxing. Rob Ninkovich, look who the cap dragged in.
You're old, man.
That's what I said.
You're old. But yeah. Your hair looks good.
It's like back
true. I suffer from a rare condition where I get more and more attractive as I get older.
Benjamin Button.
It's very difficult. This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, coming to you live from the Seaport District to Pier 17, brought to you by Chase, and are joined now by the tardy
I was tired.
Rob Ninkovich, ESPN NFL analyst and two-time Super Bowl champion.
I just felt really comfortable.
You come from the building.
They would just be like, man, I'm really
comfortable. Yeah, I'm not going to. You know what? They'll see me when they see me.
You can hear it in my voice. I got a little cold. Like, it's that time of the year.
Oh, stay over there. Come on.
I'm all right. A lot of vitamin C, all right?
Yeah. Well, that doesn't help me. All right. How do you feel about the Packers heading into the weekend, Nick?
Don't you like it when you say something and it actually works out versus when you say something and you look like a fool?
Max, do I like that? Yes, I do.
Max, chime in, Max, please.
Yes, I do. In fact, I do enjoy that feeling.
When you feel like, dang it, I thought I was right, and then you're not right at all. So I said, when they had four wins, I thought their season was over and their defense couldn't stop anybody and their offense looked terrible. And, you know, but – now the Green Bay Packers are in position to get into the playoffs.
He counted them out, too. I was the one who didn't count them out.
Well,
me.
For multiple weeks, I actually drew pictures of, like, stinky cheese and, you know, it's over and Rodgers, sad face. But, yeah, now they have an opportunity. And
could you imagine if they don't get it done?
How could you not count them out? They was playing like hot garbage.
Terrible.
Yeah, but Rodgers, man, he just, in the past.
You, that doesn't mean anything.
He wants seven, eight straight games to get into the playoffs.
Nick, here's what's interesting for me, though. Like, Key talks about scoreboard watching because you need other scenarios for Detroit to actually get into the playoffs. But to me, this is Detroit's Super Bowl. This is their Super Bowl moment. So, like, Aaron hasn't been playing great these last four games. Like, the defense, the running game has been good. That's what I'm interested to see.
I mean, I would think that doesn't the majority of people like want to see the Lions get
in?
But do the Lions want to see the Lions get in? What means that in the end,
the Lions? What kind of question is that?
Because
what?
Seattle has to lose.
Who cares what else is going on?
They
the
have
Lions
to
wanna
win at 8 o'clock at night. And Nick knows this. They gonna be looking at that dang on scoreboard. The moment that the Rams lose to Seattle, and Seattle is in, all the air is.
Well, let me tell you why. Let me tell you why Key might be
Packers.
Yeah, but let me tell you.
And on top of that,
let me tell you why Key might be onto something there.
It's a dome team playing at 8 o'clock at night on the road. And we haven't even gotten to the second half when it's 10 degrees.
This is one of the least reported stories in sports in terms of jinxed franchises, right? Like bad franchises. Because the Cubs, everyone knew about. The Red Sox, everyone knew about. The Detroit Lions, I want to say we're on year 64 now, have one playoff win in the last 64
years. Jimmy Fallon said it best.
Four years.
Ew.
64 years, one playoff win?
Ew.
Here's what I'm talking about. The moment doesn't become about the playoffs. The moment becomes about ruining the playoff.
But it won't be the same as the chance to win a playoff.
But you're still, this is your biggest moment.
No, but it's not the same juice.
Yeah, but you can only play for the juice that's right in front of you.
Yeah, but
I can guarantee Dan Campbell.
If Seattle was to lose, that's a different story.
Rob, how do you feel about what Key is saying? Because Key can always pull the, I played in the league for X number of years, and we don't know. He doesn't. No, Key does not pull that card. But the fact is that exists. You also played a long time in the league.
Well, he played offense. You know, like, that's.
No, I played defense, too.
Yeah, Key played defense, too.
I know. Bill, you know.
And you played offense, too, in college.
I saw you.
He comes
from that Parcells.
No, he played offense in the pros, too.
That's right.
I played tight end.
Yeah, right.
Tell him, Nate.
You know, when I went to Purdue, they actually told me, like, your only way you're going to play here is if you play tight end. And I was like, why? And I don't know. They couldn't explain it to me.
And then I made him
me play DN.
Is Key right about that? Like, the idea that, because Jay seems to be saying, and I agree, there's still something for the Lions to play for. But Key's point, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, Key, seems to me, you can't simulate a certain level of adrenaline and juice, and that will be missing if they scoreboard watch.
I mean, it would be you'd probably be, obviously, you would be a lot more motivated knowing that Seattle just lost. Like, oh, we got a chance. Let's go out here. But I still think they're gonna try and ruin the Packers season. Yes. They don't want to let the Packers, especially in division, and a situation where if you have an opportunity – in division especially, because you have teams, no matter what, it could be like the season's over. It doesn't matter. You're not going to the playoffs. You just want to beat that team because you don't like them.
See, I've been there, Neek, where we we were scoreboard watching. The Washington football team, or Commanders, or whatever the hell the name is now, they had to lose the game for us to go to the playoffs, and all we had to do was win our game. We're watching. We're sitting in, you know, you're supposed to be warming up. We're sitting in Jumbotron looking up, looking at the dang old scoreboard, and we had the afternoon game. We went out there and laid a complete egg, and this was a Bill Parcells coach team. This wasn't some, you know, it wasn't the same. You could just see it. People were just like, man, this.
You could make the case, though, Key, that if they had the opportunity to play for the playoffs, that can actually put more pressure on them to be too tight in that moment against Green Bay.
No, what the difference is, the game is at 8 o'clock at night. The game will be way over by the
end. Who are you playing, though? Was it in division or was it just, like, do you remember?
We were playing, I believe, either the Rams or Kansas City.
Yeah, so it's not as like.
No, it wasn't in the division.
That, I agree with Nick. Like, so is it fair to say then that there is something to play for, so it's still a juice team, but it's not the same as if the playoffs were on the line for the Lions?
There's still a level of motivating factors here that make you want to go out there and win. Number one being, I mean, do you think Dan Campbell, the pregame speech, is going to be like, hey, guys, sorry, we're out of the playoffs. Let's go out here.
Probably sounds like him.
You know, he'd be his vein would be popping out of his neck. Come on, man. We got to go out of here. You know, he talks like Stone Cold. So I feel like the Lions and their identity on how they're actually I think next year, if Goff continues to progress and play like he's been playing.
That boy good.
He good.
Yeah,
he real good.
He is.
It just feels like they're playing. First off, Dan Campbell is not going to let them focus on the playoffs. Mm. All coaches are going to talk about is one game at a time.
There's
always that coaching talk.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And second, this is a massive moment for Detroit to say that they have arrived.
Yes. But Jay, let me ask you the same question I just asked Nick. So I hear what you're saying. I agree. There's something to it, and Nick will back that up. But I also hear what Key is saying. Is it fair to say there are three levels here? The top would be, in terms of performance for the motivation for the Lions, playoffs on the line. The worst would be if it was an out-of-division rival and it wouldn't matter. Fact is, it is a divisional rival.
Yes.
So there will be juice, but not as much.
You keep trying to take juice off of it.
Yes.
But, like, I'm telling you, the juice is going to be a high
off.
Level. Because I can't control this other stuff out here. I can't control what other teams do. I can't control what I do right here on this field.
Does that game start, like, immediately after?
It's
like,
8:20 Eastern, the 1 o'clock games will be
long
over.
Gone.
Oh, long gone.
Yeah,
so
long
they'll know
gone.
By long. They'll understand the implications.
They'll be able to fly to Detroit and back two times.
See, wait, Key, you brought that up. You brought that up a couple times, and that's something that Ninko, you just latched onto just now. There's, in other words, the time it has to kind of settle into your brain makes a difference.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. Big, small, and when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com /unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Because Keith keeps saying, hey, that's the 1 o'clock game, man. You have hours and hours. No, and you just
– Rams-Seahawks is
425.
Yeah, it's 425.
Well, oh, I'm out. It's 425. Remember, I'm out west, though, Jay.
Oh, yeah. That's right. But, you know, like you have that motivation factor, too. Like, hey, let's send these boys to Aruba. let's send these boys on vacation.
Come on, ain't nothing better
than that. That is Rob Ninkovich, who just got back from Aruba. That's why he was a little bit late this morning.
I'm going to Aruba.
Aruba's on the mind, though.
I'm pasty right now. I need a tan.
Monitor, but you look tan.
I'm
very Yellowstone.
You like? Right, yeah. Call me Rip.
I don't know. I tried to watch Yellowstone. Everyone told me it was good.
I know, Key. You can't go in them tanny beds, and I can't get spray tanned either.
No, I don't go in the tanny bed. I don't need to. I'm
Key. You spray tan?
You don't say. You don't go to tanny beds.
Let me see.
Should Eagles fans be concerned about their team? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Thanks, Rob.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
The Philadelphia Eagles are a must-buy, first-round-buy team. They need home field advantage because everybody else has shown me they can go on the road and win. So it's very important for Philadelphia to go in with strong momentum.
And we are joined now on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max by the great Sal Palantonio, ESPN NFL reporter and host of NFL Matchup. Morning, Sal, pal.
Good morning, Max.
So you're covering Ravens-Bengals this weekend. Any reaction from the teams about the possible coin flip scenario if they play in the wild card round?
Well, no reaction yet officially, right, because it came out so late last night and there was no availability. But, you know, I've been around the Bengals the last 2 years a lot, was embedded with them all the way to their Super Bowl run at UCLA last year and SoFi Stadium, and they're losing 3 points to the Rams. And I've gotten to know Joe Burrow and the head coach, Zach Taylor, and a bunch of the defensive players, including Trey Hendrickson. I can tell you, you know, and I was there in Foxborough when they got shut out by the Patriots in the second half. This team has a lot to prove this week in a lot of ways. I mean, they want to finish strong, for sure. That's their mentality. And considering what they've gone through the last 2 weeks, I would imagine that they want to play hard and they want to play well in front of their home crowd against a division rival. And I think same for the Ravens, Max. I've known Harbaugh since he's started coaching that team and covered their Super Bowl win all the way through New Orleans. I know that team very well. They want to win. They just got dump-trucked by the Steelers at home. I mean, they want to win that game. And, you know, their facility is on one winning drive. That mentality in that organization set down by Ed Reed and Ray Lewis and the fellas there, they want to win all the time, and I think they're going to play hard, and they're going to try to play as well as they can. And they got a lot to prove on offense, too, with Lamar out and, you know, not getting the kind of quarterback play from the backup that they want to see. They got a lot to prove on offense, for sure.
Sal, the other team, or one of the other teams that you've been welcome to in, for many years, are the Philadelphia Eagles, inside the locker room, coaches' offices, you name it. You got your pulse on the finger down in Philadelphia. How important is this week for the Eagles to win this game and get the number one seed?
It's critically important, Key. Critically important. You got to get the mojo back in this football team. And the mojo is two words. Jalen Hurts. I mean, everything that we're hearing out of South Philly on the QT is that he's going to start in this football game against the New York Football Giants. And it couldn't come at a better time, because last week the Saints come in, they're 0-4 against teams with a winning record, 1-6 on the road. The Eagles are 7-point favorites, and the Eagles scored 10 points when they've been scoring 29 points a game. They got to get their mojo back on offense, and it's got to start right away in the first quarter. I think the whole coaching staff and the whole offensive players, or the whole offensive team, they want to see this offense put together some drives, some scoring drives in the first quarter, get some confidence and energy back, And it starts with Jalen Hurts. Now, the question is, right, Key, what kind of quarterback are we going to see with Jalen Hurts, especially against the Giants? Will he be able to really commandeer the run game like he did? Will he be able to put his shoulder down? Probably not, coming off a shoulder injury. Will he be able to drive the ball down the field with accuracy like he's done this season? All those questions are up in the air, but they need to be answered, and they need to be answered soon.
Uncle Sal, I was a big advocate of, I think, how you play leading into the playoffs really can help you gain momentum. You talk about the willingness to dip your shoulder in for Jalen Hurts to accuracy. What have you been hearing around the team about how he is, not only physically, but also mentally, about what's on the horizon?
Well, you don't have to worry about the mental aperture of Jalen Hurts. This guy is a CEO in every fiber of his being. Don't worry about that. He's on top of it day in and day out. That's not the issue. The issue, Jay, is, like you said, I mean, we won't listen. The Eagles have run more quarterback sneaks in a year than any team in this century. So you won't see that in this game. You won't see him pile driving into the middle of the line to get a few extra yards. You certainly probably won't see a lot of designed runs out of Nick Sirianni and Shea Steichen for Jalen Hurts. And I agree with you. This team needs to finish strong for sure. Get the bad taste of that New Orleans game. And that was the worst loss under Nick Sirianni that this team has suffered. They got to get that bad taste out of their mouth. And I was listening to you guys earlier, and I agree with you, Max. The Giants have got to play. Now, they may not play Daniel Jones. The reporting that we're hearing from some of the beat guys, the whispers are Stray was there last night. Stray was there yesterday. Strahan was talking to the team and about putting another banner up and all that. But, you know, I don't think we're going to see much of Daniel Jones in this game.
But Tyrod Taylor can play, Sal. It's not like they don't have an option.
Tyrod Taylor can play. A lot. He's a good player, and he'll give you fits in the running game. He will run the ball, and he will definitely keep the Eagles' defense honest for sure. Can play, strong arm, great running quarterback. Absolutely. No question about it.
Oh, Sal, we got about 30 seconds to go. I know you're going down to the Titans and the Jags to cover that game for us on Saturday night, ESPN, ABC, and ESPN+. Has Trevor Lawrence arrived?
Well, actually, I am going to Ravens-Bengals, but I wish I was going down to see Dougie P in Jacksonville, because isn't it amazing what he's done with Trevor Lawrence? And go back to the last game that they played against the Titans. That Titans zone defense, Trevor Lawrence ate it up, 368 yards, three touchdown passes, saved that game for the Jaguars, because Derrick Henry in that game had over 100 yards rushing. And the Jags had 9 penalties in that game. And the mantra from Doug Peterson from the day I met him was stay aggressive, stay aggressive, stay aggressive. Throw it, throw it, throw it. And in this game, they will throw the football against that Titans defense. No question.
That is Sal Palantonio, ladies and gentlemen, all over the Eagles. Thanks, Sal, as always.
All right, Sal.
Yes, sir.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome,
so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Taken or Shaken is brought to you by Grainger. Nuno, are you doing the Who's doing the honors here?
Apparently I am.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
All right. Michael Jackson is the most famous person ever. Take it or shake it?
Shake it.
Wait, wait. This is a twist.
On, before you start taking and shaking.
No, wait. Michael.
I can think of several people more famous than
Michael
Jackson.
More famous than Michael Jackson?
Let's start with Jesus.
The Pope.
I mean, Max.
Well, he said the most famous person ever.
Slide out of this segment, Max. Because you're making it difficult. We're not talking. Come on.
Well, the answer is no. It's not difficult.
That's fair. Jesus,
take it.
I can't.
Take that.
I don't know if I can take that.
Yeah, I'm gonna take that.
I can't.
Because I'm not Max. I get it. We understand that. But we're not talking about that.
Yeah, you said several. Who else?
Gandhi. Aim at a star.
I'm taking Michael Jackson in seven over Gandhi.
You think Michael Jackson is more famous than Gandhi?
No, I'm going with Gandhi.
I'm going with Mike.
Michael sold more records.
Mike can go in certain places. Mike can go in certain places.
Martin Luther King.
Mike can go in certain places and people will go, Michael Jackson. Gandhi go in certain places. I don't know that everybody would know.
Yeah, there are places that no one would know Michael Jackson either.
I don't know.
Michael Jackson,
man,
at the height of his fame, was not as famous as Muhammad Ali was at the height of his fame.
What?
Nope. Muhammad Ali was known all over the world.
But Muhammad Ali is famous. No question, all over the world, Max. Mm-hmm. There's no question. But Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Something about the arts.
Might be a tad.
Something about music.
Bit more, I think.
Yeah, music. Something about music. It's true.
Muhammad Ali didn't do Thriller.
He did the Thriller in Manila. Is what he did. He didn't do Thriller. Did the Thriller in Manila.
You know, Nano, that's a good one.
Yeah. Little twist right there. All right, we talk about something other than football.
All right, we'll talk about some football. Jalen Hurts is the most important QB in the NFC. Take it or shake it.
Take it. Oh, sorry.
Shake it.
Who's more important?
Nope.
Who's more important?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
But you just feel like it's not him.
I guess I need a little context to that.
And the NFC is a thing.
How are you going to answer the question, then ask for context?
Every quarterback that's going to be in the playoffs are going to be important to their team, I think, except Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, but most important.
Kirk Cousins would be important to his team.
The most important quarterback in the NFC. I think it might be Jalen Hurts.
I think they could do the same thing with another guy.
Well, only because, but also the Eagles don't, like, no, in the NFC, the question. So the Eagles looks, yeah, it's got to be a guy where when he's not there, it looks totally different. Like,
it probably would be Jalen Hurts. Man, it's all them dudes, man. Aaron Rodgers, Jalen Hurts, Dak Prescott.
Yeah, without Aaron Rodgers, they don't have a shot. Yeah. Without Jalen Hurts,
they don't have a shot. I think that's
true. Without Jalen Hurts, they ain't got a shot. Without Tom Brady, ain't no shot. Yeah. I don't know that the Cowboys got a shot with Cooper Rush and not Dak Prescott.
Oh, they won almost every game without Dak Prescott.
Oh, stop.
I would not, yeah.
They won almost every game. You know what? The thing about Hurts is if he's right, they can win a championship. Even if Rodgers is right, I don't think they're going all the way.
They're
going
to be one game away from the NFC Championship.
Yeah.
You know,
yep.
If they get home field advantage.
I think it might be. It's Hurts or Rodgers. If I had to pick, I'd say Hurts, I think.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Nuno Nano.
He said what? Illuminano.
All right.
Illuminati.
Illuminuno.
Aaron Rodgers will play his last home game at Lambeau Field on Sunday night. Take it or shake it.
Shake it.
Yeah,
I don't think that's the case. Aaron Rodgers this is what these quarterbacks do when they get to the end of their careers, right? They start to play with you a little bit. Well, they all do it. Drew Brees.
No, just the quarterbacks in Green Bay do it.
They mess around. Brett Favre. They mess around and tease y'all. Oh, I think I'm going to retire. Oh, I don't know yet. I'm going to take some time off with my family. We're gonna just go away. And then I don't know. You know, and then all of a sudden, April rolls around. They're playing. So. No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I've read this book before. I've seen this script before. I don't see anything new with it. Aaron Rodgers coming back.
All right, conference championship games in the NFL should always be neutral site games. Take it or shake it.
Shake it.
Shake it.
Shake that.
That's why it's home field advantage. That's why people want the number one seed, the number two seed, so they can have home field advantage if something goes wrong with the number one seed. That's what they fight for all season long. Why would I want to be in a neutral site? I'm in a neutral site for the Super Bowl.
Right. I hate that idea. I hate the idea of a conference championship at a neutral site.
So you do hate the idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
Of a conference championship at a neutral site on an ongoing basis. This is an imperfect situation.
But is it really a neutral site?
No, not this year. I don't hate the idea.
Is it a neutral? Well, not this year, but if it's a neutral site, okay, so are you going to take East Coast, let's say AFC, you're going to take the Bills and Baltimore in a championship and move them to a neutral site all the way to the Pacific Northwest?
Nah, right. You're right.
Right? Because if you took Midwest teams and put it in a neutral site, how close is Indy, for instance, to Cincinnati?
Not only should these games all be neutral sites, they should pick out of a hat on which stadiums they play in. So, like, you might get an AFC championship game at Lambeau Field and an NFC championship game in Tampa.
Well, I like
Why? What's the reason?
Why not?
For fun.
For fun. Why not?
For fun.
This is all made up anyway, so just we're making up rules. Why not?
What do you
why?
Think? This is like the Sweet 16, the Final Four in football? Come on, man. Relax.
There's a Sweet 16 in football.
Nuno, Nano, let's go.
Yeah, Nuno, you got to get these guys under control in that control room right now. Pat's lost his mind. He's drunk with power.
Brian Daboll should be the coach of the year. Take it or shake it.
Take it.
Take it.
I'll take it right now, but I'll shake it if the Lions get in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes to Dan Campbell if they're in and Brian Daboll if the Lions aren't in.
I get that. I would say, though, Jay, that this dude has been doing it with spit and bubble gum all year. Like, Daboll, to have them in the freaking playoffs without
a
receiver.
You're talking about a team that – wait, you just said, Max.
Yes,
about
but they haven't been healthy.
30 minutes ago.
You're right. No, Key, I get it.
They haven't been to the playoffs. They haven't had a playoff win in 64 years.
The Lions, I know. But the Lions do have more offensive talent. But I guess, suppose you're right, the Giants have more defensive talent. The Giants have been more – their talent on the defensive end has not always been available this year, and they don't have offensive talent.
The Lions haven't sniffed an opportunity at a playoff.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? Yes. I'm with you, Key. It depends who makes the playoffs. That's the coach of the year. Yep.
Well, Brian Daboll's in.
They already made the playoffs.
Yeah. No, I'm saying if
Detroit needs to make it. Detroit needs to make it. If Detroit makes it, Dan Campbell's the guy.
Oof.
Yeah.
He's the guy if they make it.
Could be.
But they also need a lot of other things to happen.
That means they won nine games.
Since that's the case, I can go along with it.
Yes,
see what I mean? Because I don't have to. Since it's not going to happen. Yeah, that's right. You're right. He should be coaching. He's not going to make it.
He's not
going to
do it.
Okay, perfect. Yes, he should be if they get in.
All right, last one. The Chicago Bears will win the NFC North next year. Take it or shake it.
Shake it.
Shake it.
Yeah, my good friend Ryan Poles, you know, we had a conversation on Michigan Ave, but that's not going to happen. They got some years to build, and Justin Fields is exciting, and I know those sort of things, but they got some time.
I mean, look.
Let's not all of a sudden go crazy.
The Bears found their quarterback. That's the start, right? You have a lot of cap space this offseason. Let's put some additional pieces around them, but I would say that Detroit, Green Bay, and Minnesota are all ahead of the Bears going into next season.
I think you guys are probably right. I would just say NFL, it can happen fast. Like the Bengals were once supposed to be as like they got good right away. They have Claypool. That's a little piece. They go get another guy. Something happens. Like you can't tell. You can go from worst to first in the NFL. Key knows all about this. In a heartbeat. So I think you're probably right, but I would love to see what's going to happen next year in this division. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call GrainGer.com and just step by. Coming up, what's the biggest reason one team just might miss the playoffs?
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two,
Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.